Hello YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and read blocks of text. Finally, completely out of the Friend Zone. So I was talking to this girl for 3 years after the first time being friend-zoned. I cared too much for her to just dip, told my friends I did, but that was a lie. Anyways, continued with my life slowly, started to change and just text girls cause I was bored and liked to keep my feelings from getting back caught up. Fast forward to last week. It was her birthday, and she wanted to do something, so me, her, and one of her other friends went. She kept messing around with me, calling me her BF and stuff, which I didn't pay too much attention to, but I figured if there was one last time to shoot my shot, it would be after that. Told her me and her were gonna go out yesterday, took her to get food, just talked to her, and then about 3 hers later head back. When we got to the house, we stayed in the car and I straight up just asked her if she wanted me to be a friend or more so I can emotionally set myself up for it. We talked about it. She wanted more, but I didn't want her to say it because I wanted to hear it. So I left it at that and then I gave her a hug and I told her that I'll see her later. She stopped and said I'm not done, and then grabbed my head and kissed me, which kinda caught me off guard, but we shall see how it goes from here. Wow. Congratulations. You paid so little attention to her for long enough so that she got mildly interested, enough so that she could just kiss you and see where things went. And hey, you know what? It does sound like you kind of built up some abundance for yourself and you started to think about, you know, girls or partners as being something that's accessible to you and doesn't have to just come from this one person. What can I say? It sounds like you moved on with your life after being friend-zoned the first time. You did something about it. You did something to yourself, for yourself. And kind of got some abundance about you. And then, that kind of lured her in a little bit. So at this point, it, you know, becomes a question of, you know, do you want to keep this person as a partner? I mean, you know, is she really serious about what she's doing? Because, look, I'm not going to bust up what's going on here because I think you could ride the high a little bit. But I think you have to ask yourself, is she being serious about this, or is she kind of, you know, gravitating more towards me because she realized that that's where the affection was coming from, and then when I took it away, then that's what she was looking for, you know? And so whatever you determine the answer to be, you know, just act on that as you may. But you know, maybe she really fell for you after being a good friend for 3 years, and you know, you guys show a lot of care for each other and stuff. And you know, once you bulk up a little bit or something, or focus on yourself a little bit, she starts seeing like, hey, this person is actually someone I could be interested in. Maybe it's that. Maybe she's lonely. I don't know, but you got this far. I would say don't do anything that's crazy clingy, or, you know, I would even say probably don't even ask her what I said that you're trying to figure out. But, you know, just keep being true to yourself and I think really honest with her. Don't get super bitter about, you know, what happened in the past or whatever, and just go from there. Help me, please, God. Alright, so I am in a bit of a situation. So I'm M17 and I have really liked my best friend, F17, for almost 3 years now. I've told her I've had feelings for her 3 times now. Yes, it's a once a year thing. And every time I do it, she always rejects me, saying she doesn't see me that way. When I'm talking to another girl, my friend gets jealous, and the girl I'm talking to stops talking to me because of my friend being jealous. So I'm just super confused. The main problem is that every time I attempt to move on, she comes back into my life. We are really close and text pretty much 24/7. I'm just so confused and I need advice as to what I should do. Do I move on and try to hide my feelings for her? And no, I will not stop being friends with her because that's very unfair to her. Or the other option is to just wait it out until some miracle happens where one day she just likes me back. What do I do? This is urgent. Please help. Well, let me clear this up for you. Let me make this super not confusing at all for you and make this completely fucking clear. She does not like you at all. She is not interested in you. She does not like you romantically. She's not going to want to be in a relationship with you. She's actually an asshole because when another girl shows interest in you, she feels like she could be replaced. She feels like that you're going to take your affection and attention away from her, which you are, because that would make sense, because you would be more into your girlfriend than you were into your female friend. And so she gets jealous and tries to rip you away from the thing that threatens her source of attention. It's very unfair to her for you to stop being friends with her. It's very unfair to you for her to be breaking up your potential love interests simply because she's jealous of them. Because why? Because they could actually like you? Because they could actually show you romantic feelings and emotions and teach you that, hey, actually, this person that has friend-zoned you 3 times in a row is actually not a good person because they're trying to keep you from these feelings? What if there's a guy in this situation where he's been a friend to this chick for 3 years, right? And then she's, you know, kind of into him or whatever. Maybe let's just say not. It doesn't matter. But whenever there's another guy that's interested in her and coming up to her, despite the fact that this guy has not told her that he's into her or anything like that, he gets jealous and does a whole bunch of cock blocking by being the I'm jealous. You know, what about this? What about that? Nagging, getting in the way, you know, all this kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I get that you guys are friends and that's great and all, but you have to come to some sort of conclusion on some level that this person is an asshole for getting into the middle of all of your romantic interests. On some level, you have to understand internally that this person does not like you. Dude, just read what you wrote at the end. Do I move on and try to hide my feelings for her, or just wait it out until some miracle happens where one day she just likes me back? On some level, you have to realize that that's not a friendly thing to do. That an actual friend would want to help you get with someone that you're attracted to, because for one thing, then you stop bothering her ass. But then the second thing is, she could actually be supportive of a relationship that you have and gaining more friends. You have to let go of this person. You're really close and text pretty much 24/7. I mean, you know, you got to tone it down a little bit. Or at the very least, you have to establish a boundary with this person. Look, you could stay friends with this person if you could guarantee that you weren't going to suffer any emotional damage by way of, you know, her ruining your relationship or her continuously rejecting you because you're still romantically interested. That's really the only condition. Other than that, you're going to have to walk away from this person for a while and start pursuing other girls or, you know, other people that you're interested in. You're going to have to experience, you know, those kinds of relationships. You can't get stuck in this one, because when you get older and if this is all you know, you're going to be stuck to this person, or you're going to be stuck pining after people forever. And you're not going to want that. You're going to want to experience relationships. because then you'll know what it feels like to have someone actually like you back. I got her off, but then she friend-zoned me and asked to hang out again. A friend who came by tonight, she's often flirty, more so when she is single, but is also rarely single. When she came in, she sat down and said, "Look at my tan line," pulling down her gym shorts to show her bikini line while exposing her shaven pubic area. Tonight seemed like a flirty night. We were watching a Netflix, and I complimented how long her legs were as her head was lying on the armrest, knees bent up. Recently, I got a Theragun massager, and she mentioned something about her butt which led me to using the massager on the underside of her thigh and butt. She said it felt weird and good. I continued on the leg exposed while her other leg was pressed against the other. After a few minutes, I nudged her knee, indicating to spread her legs apart. She was wearing tiny black shorts that were pulled up tight but also loose, so it outlined her pussy but minimally covered it as well. She spread her legs apart, and I began using the massager on her inner thigh, going in a circle. I looked up at one point at her. She was biting her bottom lip, eyes slightly rolling. Making eye contact quickly, she tried to compose herself to a nonchalant expression as if she was not getting any sexual gratification. I continued using the massager on her 10-plus min till the batteries died. Once the batteries died, she got up and went to the bathroom. When she came back, I tried to make a move. She gave me a look of "why would you think to try that?" I rolled it off and didn't show any emotion towards the subject and just continued watching Netflix and ordered some food. I think this slightly played in my benefit as she seemed slightly surprised I didn't continually pursue her. After an hour, she then left to go home, saying I should call her tomorrow to hang out. Should I call her out for getting off and pretending like she wasn't? I'm an artist, and she purchases my work frequently, supporting me, so I don't really feel like I'm completely being used. Feedback, please. This sounds like some kind of bad erotica. Look, I'm gonna treat this like this is serious, okay? Hey, you got lucky. What can I say? You got lucky. Should you call her out for getting off and pretending like she wasn't? No, that's fucking weird for her. I mean, you could have had a good time and she could have had a good time. Y'all could just leave it at that. It doesn't have to be anything more or less than that. Are you really into this chick? Also, was it relevant to write out the whole story? Yeah, you used it until the batteries died. That's a good one. Hey, you know, man, I don't know. You know, I look, just don't be creepy, I guess. You know, it sounds like maybe the both of you had a good time. Don't make it creepy. Don't try to have anything be explained or anything. You know, and should you call her? I don't know. Probably wait a day or something. But look, she sounds like she might be the kind of person that just kind of goes with the flow. You know what I mean? She goes with the flow. And you guys hang out, you hook up, you know, maybe you call her the next day, you know, who knows? I would say don't put any crazy kinds of pressure on this situation. She purchases your work frequently. I mean, is she a fan? Is she like a fangirl? Is she some sort of auteur? Like, what is this? You know what? You're an artist. She's attracted to an artist type. You know, she's going with the flow. You just kind of let it flow. You know what I mean? It's fine. Just don't put any crazy kinds of pressure on it and you're fine. Friend-zoned, but still in love. I can't make this feeling go away. I met a girl in July of last year. I was attracted to her the moment I saw her face. She had a boyfriend back then, but I still confessed that I had a crush on her. She was cool with it, and she friend-zoned me. We are best friends at the moment. We used to live in different states. COVID unites us again. She broke up with her boyfriend about 3 months before. Now that she's around me, I feel ultra possessive about her. Like any time a guy is around her, I can't even look that way. It kills me. I know she's not mine, she's my best friend. That's what she says. Every time she calls someone cute, I feel jealous. I'm not even in a relationship, but I can't control this feeling. Honestly, I don't know what to do at this point. There were drunk nights when I thought of killing myself because of this feeling of possessiveness. I just can't take it. I just want this memory to fade away. Life was so much better until I met her. I used to be really jealous about friends who are girls before too, but not to this level. Honestly, I think I have a mental disorder. I just can't accept the fact that she's not mine and she'll never be mine. I'm way out of her league, that's for sure. I can't take this anymore. I want this memory to go away. You should watch The Butterfly Effect. This sounds like basically the synopsis for The Butterfly Effect. But on a serious note, you have to take care of yourself. You have to focus on yourself, learn something more about yourself, grow in a way where you can separate yourself from needing this person to feel alive. If you kill yourself over this person, you have ended your life over someone that really that didn't care the same way that you felt, and so therefore it was kind of nothing. Don't kill yourself over nothing. And also, you know, maybe try to take it a little bit easy on the alcohol if you're getting so drunk that you're thinking of suicide. You have to get around other people. You have to get more friends. You have to be around other women. You have to be around other people that you're attracted to. And you have to socialize basically just with other people. And, you know, of course, COVID's going on. So it's, you know, if that's over the web, if that is over, you know, FaceTime or video calling or, you know, just setting up a weekly time for friends to get together or, you know, going outside frequently, you know, with a mask on or something. If you spend more time on yourself and build yourself a little bit of confidence, I would hope in your case that, you know, provided that you don't actually have a mental disorder, I would hope that would, you know, give you a new sense of perspective and how you think about your relationship with this person and where you are, you know, from a romantic standpoint, but also just from, I don't want to say a value standpoint, but basically, you know, where you stand in relation to this person and how they affect your life and what role they play in your life. So if you get a little bit more confidence about you, you know, you'll see things a little bit differently. Maybe you don't have to be so attached to this person, and this person doesn't have to be parallel with you being alive. So if you actually think that you have a mental disorder, get some help, go to a doctor, you know, figure that kind of stuff out, get some help there. But, you know, maybe even before that, just try to learn something about yourself, or focus on, you know, building yourself up a little bit, give yourself a little bit of confidence, you know, go on a run, create something that you really care about, really invest in something, and see if that, you know, can give you a different perspective on your relationship with this person. How do you know if he's treating you like a friend or if he sees you more than a friend? I will start by letting everyone know that I never had a male friend, so do guys treat their female friends in a different way from their male friends, or there is something underneath? Yeah, I mean, that's just super vague. It depends, right? If he's, it depends on where you are in life and, you know, how you know this person or whatever. But, you know, Here's the thing. If a guy likes you, he'll do one of two things. He'll be really super awkward as fuck around you and won't be able to say shit, you know, kind of won't look you in the eye or whatever. Maybe give you a lot of compliments, which is, you know, which to the point to where it feels strange. Or he will look you in the eye and he tells you that he likes you. I mean, that's really kind of it, right? Those are the main ways that a guy would act differently around you if he liked you, right? And he wanted to see you more than a friend. I think that covers, you know, probably 90% of it. If a guy is not doing those things, they probably just see you as a friend. If a guy is treating you the same as that he's treating all of his other guy friends, then he probably just sees you as a friend. But if he either acts creepy or is, you know, pretty direct, then I think that covers that. Friend zone help. Thanks, dude. Okay, so basically I hung out with a girl for the first time that I've been talking to for a while, and I like her a lot. Right now, I might be in the friend zone. So I need help with this. How do I get out of the friend zone? I texted her after and I said she was cute and she said, thanks, dude, which I feel is a bad sign. What do I do? I'm kind of worried. Hey, you got nothing to worry about, dude. There's nothing happening there. So there's nothing to worry about. You called her cute over text message and she said, thanks, dude. Oh, shit. You're either friend zoned, or she is a lesbian, or maybe she's like just like a really athletic, sporty type. Who knows? Like a someone who does like sports or something. Maybe she's like a surfer type. Who knows? But the thanks dude is definitely in the brother zone territory. That's like a thanks, bro. I mean, look, it's also the first time that y'all have hung out. So, you know, I guess don't put any stock into it, right? And look, here's the thing. Here's what this post doesn't cover is how long have you guys been talking to each other? How long do you spend on the phone every night? Like, what have y'all talked about? Like, do you spend a ton of time on the phone with this person? Or you text back and forth constantly? Constantly answering her questions and all this type of shit. What this doesn't tell me is just how much time over the phone, the text message, the this and that, that you have invested in this person. And so you have like a crazy amount of investment into this one meetup that maybe you think is a date, but maybe to her it's just hanging out with a friend that she's been talking to for a few months. Look, you can't put too much pressure on this man because it's the first time you guys are hanging out. Who knows if you've grown way too attached to this person before this happens. Or maybe y'all were interested in each other and she just wasn't feeling it on the date, man, or the meetup, whatever it is. You can't get crazy invested in this kind of situation. She said a thanks, dude. That's not something that you say to someone that you're romantically interested in. But yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, but, you know, she might not be interested here. She might just think of you as a friend, and in that case, you gotta lay off. And you know what? If you lay off a little bit and she comes back around, she says, don't compliment her on the text message, by the way. Can't you just do that in person? Weren't you guys just hanging out? You could just say that in person. Anyways, maybe if she comes around after, you know, you distance for a little bit, then maybe. But I would say just don't invest a lot in this. My best friend dropped a huge bomb on me and I don't know what to do. Okay, I don't know how to start this, but my best friend just said she likes me and has feelings for me. Here's the problem. I am a very closeted trans girl, and I only view her as a friend. I don't view her the same way she views me. I still appear as male, and she has no idea. I can't tell anyone because it's not the right time. I feel like she has done so much for me, and I feel as if I owe her a straight answer, but it could rip us apart, and I don't want that. We've been friends since we were little. I feel really stuck right now. For this kind of situation, you have to, I mean, the first and foremost, what you have to do is you have to determine if this is the right time for you to come out or not, because that's really the main part, that's the main issue at hand, right? Is that if you were to tell this person, you know, that you're trans, then either A, have your complete trust in this person to not be telling anybody until it was the right time or until you got a chance to tell everybody, or B, you would be opening that up and just kind of letting that news out and having no control over it. So the first thing that you got to do is figure out, is this the right time for you to reveal this about yourself or not? And from that, you have to determine, do I trust this person enough that if I told them that they would keep it a secret and they would understand? And, you know, is if you tell her this news, you know, no matter what it is, just the fact that you're not attracted to her, you know, is that going to really break her heart? And will the fact that you're trans fix that at all for her, right? Because it could be that, you know, okay, maybe, you know, you guys have just been, you know, friends for a very long time, so you guys got really close. So then ultimately she kind of becomes attracted to you, you know, and but would still understand if, you know, it turned out that there wasn't a realistic way for you guys to be together and still be friends with you, and that's because of your identity and such. And if you believe that she's not the type of person that could be trusted with this information, then you'd have to go about it as, hey, look, I'm not attracted to you. I'm really, you know, and you kind of have to, you know, let her down in that way. Just say, you know, just kind of point blank, right? You don't have to tell her that you're trans or anything like that, but basically just say, look, you know, I'm not attracted to you in that way. I'm very sorry. I really, you know, view you as a friend. We've been friends for such a long time, and I'm just really not interested in you romantically. You're such an amazing person, but it's just not that way. You know, then that's the way that you're going to have to go about it. So you're going to have to determine if it's the right time for you to come out. You know, and if you can really come out to this person, I think that's a legitimate question. If you guys have been friends for a really long time, you know, maybe this could be someone that you could confide in. You know, so it comes down to trust there and how much you trust this person, you know, and then from there, it just comes down to, am I ready to reveal this news? Okay, that is going to do it for Stories from the Friend Zone. It is friendzone.me and on YouTube and Spotify. And thank you for listening, and we will see you later.